The Islamic Council of Queensland has expressed deep concern with a British LNP member's letter to local constituents, which it says undermines minority groups. The leaflet was distributed as part of the state election campaign and states that minority groups are attacking traditional Australian values. But the LNP is deflecting criticism, saying the letter refers to radical activist groups, not ethnic minorities. Catherine Gregory reports.
The LNP members' leaflet was distributed to constituents in Brisbane's southern suburbs, which includes a range of ethnic minority groups. It outlined the party's key policies for the state election campaign and included this statement.
And that's on top of the attacks on traditional Australian values and our way of life by minority groups who think it's their right to tell you what to think.
Ali Qadri, the spokesperson for the Islamic Council of Queensland, calls it false scaremongering material.
I find it sad more than anything else. I mean, you know, as in a multicultural diverse nation, a member of parliament is supposed to represent all groups. And the rights of minority are an important cornerstone of democracy.
The letter was sent from Steve Minnican, the LNP member for Chatsworth, after the Queensland election was announced about 2 weeks ago. Ali Qadri again.
I have spoken to a couple of Chinese people and Indian people, some of the people who are who would have supported the yes vote in the gay marriage debate. And, you know, they all feel that this is just trying to take advantage of divisions which are going on. And I think Steve is trying to look like he's One Nation candidate instead of LNP. And it's a sad thing because right now we need leadership to unite our country. We don't need pandering to right-wing rhetoric.
Mr. Qadri says he has taken the issue up with Steve Minnican, but as yet has not received a reply. But an LNP spokesperson has told the ABC that the leaflet is not referring to ethnic groups. That statement is read here by an actor.
To be clear, the reference to minority groups relates to radical activist groups seeking to attack the Australian way of life, which is about a fair go, equality and rewarding people for hard work. People say they're tired of being told what they can think or believe on issues such as same-sex marriage and immigration. They're fed up with activist organisations telling them what's acceptable.
Mr. Qadri says he's met Steve Minnican before at multicultural events and doesn't believe he is racist.
I don't think he himself would be racist or divisive. I just hope that this is an oversight. I just hope that somebody from the party has or from his office has typed this up without getting his approval.
Michael Cope is the president of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties.
An appalling statement with which we disagree, but we take a strong view of people's right to freedom of speech. People are entitled to say things even though they may offend or insult other people. In fact, in a democracy, you have to expect to be offended or insulted at some stage. So this Steve Minnican has a right to say these things. Of course, when he does these sort of things, he runs the risk that he may pay a penalty in political terms by upsetting the people in his electorate who may vote against him.
But Ali Qadri says such commentary is not helpful given the current political climate.
So when you see a leader trying to use fear of minorities for political gain, it is more disappointing than fearful. But after watching what happened to Sam Dastyari the other day in the pub, look, the racism has been boldened. I don't necessarily think that a lot of people are racist, but I think those people who are racist and extreme are getting bolder by the day. And such kind of messaging from mainstream parties doesn't help.
Ali Qadri from the Islamic Council of Queensland. Catherine Gregory, our reporter.